This is Ayana Mathis reading from my novel, The 12 Tribes of Hattie. This chapter is called Floyd. The boarding house was cleaner than most. The colored places, ones Floyd could afford, were generally in need of fumigation and a paint job. Floyd scratched the welts on his back. The last place had bed bugs. But he was in the south in summer. What could you do? Everything down here was overgrown and lousy with crawling, biting things. He walked into his room, hot, sure enough, despite the fan whirring in the window. The sheets were a little faded and threadbare, but the floors shone from a recent waxing, and there were some pretty white flowers in a vase on the nightstand. Ain't that nice? My mama used to put out cut flowers, Darla said. Damned if Darla wasn't a loud woman. Even when she called herself talking softly, it was like she was shouting at you from across the street. She stepped around Floyd and put her carryall on the floor next to the bed. She didn't travel well, either. That is to say, her dress was wrinkled and her hair had napped around her forehead. She hadn't stopped smoking during the five-hour drive. Even when Floyd pulled over for her to go to the bathroom, a plume of smoke rose up from behind the bush where she squatted. All that smoke made her eyes red and her fingers yellow at the tips. I guess you know I might not come back here tonight. But you can stay in the room till you get yourself settled somewhere, Floyd said. Ain't no telling who's gonna be where by this evening, Darla replied. She was an easy, roll-with-the-punches type, even if she was a little cheap. The orange dress she was wearing was bright enough to give a body sunburn. Of course, Floyd had never met a concert hall girl who wasn't rough. They picked their teeth with their pinky nails or talked like they'd just walked out of a cotton field. He never held on to one for more than a night or two. This morning, he dressed, grabbed his horn, and had a good start on creeping out of the door when Darla hopped out of bed and said, Baby boy, I'm coming right along with you to this next place. I'm sick of this old town. Must have been his hangover that made him say yes. Stupid. But there wasn't anything to do about it now. You ought to take me out for something to eat, she said, sitting on the boarding house bed. Floyd frowned down at his shoes. What you pulling faces for? I know we ain't going steady. Don't mean you can't buy me a tomato sandwich. Floyd smiled. Shoot, a goddamn can of sardines. I never saw somebody so stiff. Darla's shoe dangled from her toe. She kicked it playfully toward Floyd. What you got to be so serious about? You need to learn how to relax. I know what I need, Floyd said, shutting the door.